This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 5 states are holding presidential primaries today.
Primaries are being held in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Former President Donald Trump is expected to win easily in the GOP primaries in those states. And President Joe Biden is expected to win the Democratic primaries in 4 of those states. In Florida, Democrats canceled their primary and awarded all 224 delegates to Biden. I'm Donna Water.
Now to the firestorm over what Donald Trump said about Jews who vote for Democrats.
In a wide-ranging interview with conservative commentator Sebastian Gorka, carried on Salem Radio Network, Trump was asked about Democrats' growing criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his handling of the war in Gaza. Trump responded, "I actually think they hate Israel," and went on to say, quote, "Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed," unquote. Jonathan Greenblatt with the Anti-Defamation League said accusing Jews of hating their religion because they might vote for a particular party is defamatory. Jennifer King, Washington.
Officials in Qatar say they are cautiously optimistic after talking with Israel's intelligence chief about a possible ceasefire in the war with Hamas. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will not let Ukraine fail. That's what he told a meeting of defense leaders from around the world who are meeting in Germany this morning. The U.S. will continue to support Ukraine in its war against Russia, he says, though Congress is stalled over funding. A shootout between a student at Alabama A&M University and a campus police officer on Monday, say police. The student was injured and taken to a hospital. Police say it all began when the officer heard shots being fired in a campus residence hall. Unilever is cutting 7,500 jobs. It makes Ben & Jerry's ice cream. This is AP News. Now to what the UN is saying about forced labor worldwide.
The UN's International Labor Organization says illegal profits from forced labor globally have risen to the obscene amount of $236 billion per year. The group adds sexual exploitation is to blame for about 3/4 of the total take from a business that deprives migrants of money they can send home, swipes jobs from legal workers, and lets criminals behind it dodge taxes. The tally for 2021, the most recent year covered in the painstaking global study, marked an increase of 37% or $64 billion compared with a decade earlier. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wilson, North Carolina will get a manufacturing plant that makes syringes. It'll employ 400 workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.